right, so Outkast.
All right, so Outkast.
This is
Dangerous Reboot.
A Dangerous Reboot.
All right, so Outkast. This is
Dangerous Reboot.
A Dangerous Reboot.
Dangerous Reboot. Dangerous Reboot.
This is Outkast Reboot, episode number 23. This one is The Fog of War. This is from February 10th of 2022. And you know what's funny? I got an email from Spotify just, I don't know, was it December maybe? December or January. And they said that they had to take this episode down. So you cannot find this episode number 23 on Spotify because of what we talked about and what we showed. So that's telling. Why 2 years later? Dude, that was February of 2022. That's like 2 years later. Why would they do that all of a sudden?
You know, it could be, we covered so many different topics that episode. It could be any nugget of information that's in there, but the most obvious one is the blood clots that were being talked about linked to the COVID vax from the coroners.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that did it, but, they hard could've. To say what would set them off.
Well, let's bring the people up to date on a few of these things that we talked about. So you guys, the title of this one is The Fog of War, episode 23, Crack Pipes for All. Of course, the blood clot thing, Dr. Jane Ruby, the embalmer nightmare. That's the one you're talking about right there. With doctor or not doctor, he's an embalmer not coroner. What's the term? I guess it's just embalmer, right?
Yeah. He's a, sorry,
Doctor, blank, yeah, Richard Hirschman.
It's a corner.
Yeah, it's a corner. Corner, that's it. So basically it says in the description that I wrote here, it says you have to listen to what this embalmer has discovered while attempting to embalm deceased bodies. Now that's Richard Hirschman. And I even threw a Rumble link in there too, because he's finding these I don't want to call them blood clots because that's what we've been calling them that, but they're more like these tubule calamari looking structures that are being built and growing inside people's veins, you guys, and arteries.
Yeah, scary stuff. It's scary stuff.
And just, you know, that was in 2022. Now they're seeing it so often now, and they're seeing it. And, you know, we just saw one, a couple weeks ago where, they pulled one out of somebody's neck right there, a deceased person.
Carotid artery.
Yeah. And they pulled it right out of there. And this thing, you guys, must have been 3 feet long. And it looks just like a tentacle from, you know, a squid or something. But these things are just growing in there.
Like white, big rubber bands or something. It's weird.
Rubbery tubes. Strange. Yeah. It's
yeah. And they use the term blood clot for lack of a better description. A real blood clot is like, imagine some blood that looks like the consistency of jelly that you could put between your fingers and dissolve.
Yep.
That's a blood clot.
Right. Yep. So yeah, you're going to hear that. And it's very relevant today because they're just all these embalmers now are actually coming out and explaining. And there was just one last week that I talked about when we had, the parasite purger on. We talked pre-show about this, and there were a lot of embalmers. There's a woman talking about it now. I'm gonna have to play that for one of these next shows coming up, but very, very relevant to today. The next thing that I have in here is plant-based tyranny. So, you know, I don't think they're going to be able to go far with that, even though they're going to keep on pushing their plant-based nonsense. Look, we don't, you know, we're not down with that. We're meat-based people. That's what we're going to do. Net zero stuff. So they're, you know, they're still pushing on that carbon nonsense. But the big one here, remember that when Heather McDonald got on stage and she mocked God? And then she went down like right after she said that, within seconds, she was thrown dropped to the stage.
Yep.
And everybody thought that was part of the skit, but it wasn't. Crazy how she mocked God and that happened.
She just got done joking about how many vaccines she's had.
Yes, there you go. Yep. And she had some other vaccines she threw on there.
She got the shingles vaccine. She got a bunch of stuff, and she was bragging that Jesus loves her the best because she's had no problems whatsoever. And then she boom drops and nails her head on the ground.
Yep.
She was on TV appearances after that wearing sunglasses. Obviously she got black eyes or something.
Yeah. Something was messed up with her. Yeah.
Wow.
At that time, the Canadian Freedom Convoy was still going. Remember, it was still holding strong. But
that was inspiring.
Yeah.
Those people are legit.
Man. Yep.
Hardcore.
That was awesome. And then the local police started stealing their fuel. And then they were getting mad, telling them to stop honking their horns. Remember all that stuff?
And why that's kind of relevant too, is let's fast forward here. These Canadian police now, we've been seeing a video for the last few days telling people to leave their keys accessible so the thieves won't have to break into the car to steal them.
That's right. That's right.
That is Trudeau's socialist nightmare that he's created up there
yep.
for those good people in Canada. It's just ridiculous.
Well, we can even toss in what's going on here where these squatters, these illegal immigrant squatters are just coming in. They know how to do it now. They know how to do it. And
taught them.
Yeah, they have instructions. They know what to say to the police when they come to the house to throw them out. It's bad, and it's all part of a plan, you guys. So.
And you know what's funny is that was a phenomenon in the 80s in England, by the way. Did you know that?
No.
So punk kids would knowingly go into abandoned houses, and they had a certain line of sentences that they would say.
Yeah.
And they were allowed to stay there. They had like some kind of like, I don't know if this is the right word or not, but some kind of eminent domain claim to it because it was derelict or something. And then they could live there. Yeah, and but look what they've done to England. I mean, it's the step-by-step socialist plan to lead you eventually into communism, which leads us eventually into globalism.
Yep, and global communism. Yeah, for sure.
Communism.
Golly. Yep. Let me see, what else do we have to do there? The mainstream media. Remember the White House, they were trying to downplay their horrific progressive decision to hand out $30 million worth of crack pipes. Remember that whole campaign that they ran?
Oh yeah, your tax dollars hard at work. How do you like that?
That's
you work your butt off so the government can spend money on pork like this. It's the most asinine thing I can think of.
Think about how many trillions or billions actually along with this 30 million that went over to Ukraine. That's your hard-earned money, you guys. And they're just tossing it. These pedophiles that we're paying these taxes to are throwing your money all over the place. Wherever they want to wreak havoc, wherever they want to wash your money through different countries and different schemes. Yeah.
Pedophiles.
Yep. Pedophiles. Jeez. Golly, man. It's horrible. Horrible. So you got listen, what I'm saying is this episode is packed full of good stuff, you guys. It was 2 years ago that we did this episode 23, and today I think we're on episode 144, something like that. So
something like that.
I suggest you guys go check this out because it's coming up next. I mean, if you're listening to this right now, you're on track to hear it coming up here in just a couple minutes. But what'd you think about this Outcast when I told you that it was gone from Spotify? Because you just looked for it because you wanted to refresh yourself.
Yep. I went to go look for it and it was missing in the numbers. It was like 20, it goes 21, 22, 24. And I was like, what happened to this? So, for our listeners out there, give this a close listen and see if you can figure out what it is that set off Spotify. What nugget of truth, what target were we directly over for to make them jittery about this episode? We're not entirely sure. Maybe you can help us figure it out.
Perfect. I couldn't said that any better. So yeah, you guys, with that, try to find it. And if you do find it, let us know. Email the show, whatever. And remember, now we are live every Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, you guys. So have fun with this lost episode, this reboot episode, episode 23, Fog of War, coming at you right now.
Our institutions have become corrupt. Unconstitutional agencies are infringing on your rights. What will it take for you to open your eyes to the tyranny at hand? You're an American born with unalienable rights, yet those rights are being trampled every day by unelected busybodies. Your liberty was secured by strong men and women of yesterday. Are you willing to let it slip away? You're listening to the Dangerous Info Podcast with Jesse James.
Jesse James. Jesse James. Jesse James.
Come on, Jesse.
I'm ready right now. Time is a wasted.
President of the United States.
My fellow Jamaicans, our nation is in a crisis. The Decepticon variant Hobo 19 is still killing fat people. Inflation is destroying our fart jars, and now the Ukraine is being sexually raped. That is why I've asked Congress to order a full-scale attack on Joe Rogan. Not Joe Rogan, the Russian guy. The guy with the shirt. Pootie Tang, man. He's a bad dude. We gotta come together, man. Get this guy. He's got our cranes. He's got all the cranes. We need him for the better build back. The better build back better plan, man. You say it three times fast, pal. You say it. God. Anyway, let's start the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was our president right there. Or a pretty good impression of him. All right, you guys. It is Thursday, February 10th of the year of the Lord 2022. This is the Dangerous Info Podcast. I am Jesse James, and on the line with us right now is our man, Outkast. Outkast, how you doing out there, brother?
I'm good, Jesse. How about you?
Just taking word from our president there. The better build back,
I've watched that thing at least a dozen times, and it cracked me up. The one that gets me is the, what is it called? Decepticon hobo variant.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that.
We are living in an upside-down clown world, man. I'm telling you. This is insane. And you know what? It gets crazier every single day. Nuts.
Dude, I'm out here every day with my customers, and everybody's cracking. Yep. Nothing makes sense to anybody. And everybody thinks that like, crack pipe thing is a some kind of, like, a spoof from the Babylon Bee or something. It's like, no, it's real. My customers are in shock and awe that the crack pipe thing is real.
Why would they think it's not real?
Because it's so stupid. It's so ridiculous.
I know, but, there's legislation on it and everything. You know, I got flagged. There's a 10 million memes about this going around, right? We've been sharing them in our text group or on the Discord. Everybody's throwing them in the Discord. There's a million of these memes out there. Uh-huh. And I just been posting them up, just lacing them up there on my social media. And in particular over on FaceSuck. And it gets flagged. And I wait for it now. So you throw one of those things up there and almost immediately you get a flag. So I get the flag back, and I just, I screenshot the flag, and I write ha-ha or big smiley face on it, and then I'll post the flag, too.
Yeah.
So it's just
well,
nuts.
What's funny
it's
like if you don't want us joking around about it, then why are you doing it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's clown world, man. Clown world.
Or it's mentally stunted tyranny.
Yep. Yeah, what are you doing today? This is Thursday during the week. This is a different show for us, and I'm glad we could able to get to it and squeeze this in. You what do you got going? It's almost lunchtime for you, isn't it?
I'm working. Yeah, I just got out of an appointment, and now I've got a little bit of time to kill between my next one. So,
all right. Well, we're gonna do some stuff here.
All right.
There's so much news, and not just news, but there's so many things going on in the world right now. I guess it's always been this way, but everything, it's just ramped up so much now. It's at a totally different level that we've ever seen before, right? There's just so much news. Like I was telling you before the show, we could do this nonstop and we'll never repeat the same story again if we wanted to.
Right. Right.
It's insanity how much stuff is really out there. But
yeah,
I happen to stumble on something really... It's something that we talked about in the past, about what we heard about what might be or what is in all these shots, these jabs, right?
Yeah.
And let me look for this thing here. It is nuts because what I found. Okay, do you know who Dr. Jane Ruby is? Remember, we used to talk about her. I mean, she's still relevant. She's big time on Rumble, but she's one of these doctors who has been putting truth out for the last couple of years. You know, she does this.
she's one of the group with Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Yeah. Artis and Zelenko.
Yep. With them. All right, so she's always over on Stu Peter's show and everything, but she's got her place on Rumble. So if you guys want to check her out on Rumble, this is crazy. All right, so I posted this story up just to see what kind of reaction I'd get over on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe, you know, I posted it because a friend of mine, he posted it, and I watched it, and I was like, well, this is perfect. If this doesn't wake up some normies, I don't think anything else will. But, of course, I'm sure they're going to say, oh, that's just fake.
Yeah.
He posted it up, and then I posted it up just a few minutes after he did. And there is a he got flagged, and they shut him down right away. So I might be shut down too, because I left mine up there, which I really don't care about, you know, about that. I'm on so many other different platforms that I just use Facebook just to, what do you call it? Just to try to reach normies who might not, you know, be there to listen to us. So that's the only reason I use it. And if I get kicked off there, it's not a big deal. I've been kicked off there a million times. It's just,
Face sucks. Their stocks just plummeted.
Yep.
So what does that mean, that people are fleeing them at an exponential rate, just jumping off of it?
Who knows? I hope so. But, you know, when it finally goes to metaverse, is that going to end up bringing a bunch of younger kids in? I hope not.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I hope not. But, all right, let's go through this video. It's Dr. Jane Ruby, right?
Okay.
I'm going to introduce this, and you're going to have to pay attention to what I'm getting at here. I mean, it's pretty much blatant what I'm saying, but, all right, here we go. So it says Dr. Jane Ruby right here. In this worldwide exclusive, Dr. Jane Ruby meets with board-certified embalmer and funeral director Richard Hirschman, who reveals for the first time ever arteries and veins filled with unnatural blood clot combinations with strange fibrous materials that are completely filling the vascular system. Many of the victims reportedly died of heart attacks and strokes. Mr. Hirschman reports that he found resistance when he tried to embalm these jab patients. And then he found these strange materials and pulled them from their from the large vessels of the body. He also reported that he had gone from seeing 50% of his embalmed cases with these type of blockages rise to almost 80%. Now, in this video, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play something. It's about a half hour long video, right? So I'm going to play a few. You know, I took some markers. So we're going to go through these markers, and I'm going to play some stuff. We're going to talk about it. But as we're going, in the video, it shows, you know, this doctor, he took pictures, the embalmer here, he took pictures of what he was doing. Now, every now and then you'll see in the slides, I'm going to put this link on the description so you guys can go look at it for yourself, right? But as the camera's moving along there, you can see the edge of somebody's, you know, it's a dead person, a cadaver, dead person, the side of their leg. He never shows the face and all that stuff. So it's just strange, though. It's weird because you'll see like a knee or something. But as he's taking these things out of these bodies to get the embalming fluid in, he's laying them right there on the table next to him. So it's something that's crazy, man. It's nutty. So I encourage you guys to watch this. Get over into the description down below and then look at this video. It's on Rumble. So, all right, you ready for the first one?
Sure.
This is where it starts. So she does her little introduction, and here, I'll let you guys listen.
And it all started, I can't put my finger on it, but probably around the middle of last year, middle of 2001.
Okay, and let's get to it. Let's take a look at our first picture, which is a very long, you can see this in the picture, a very long clot on this table. And from the far left end of it, it looks like a red string blood clot, if you will. And going across, I just want to describe it for the audience, all the way to the far right, it becomes more and more white and fibrous, and it bifurcates, or it splits off. Tell us how you found this. First of all, how did you come upon this?
Yes, I've seen a handful of these. And when I do the embalming, I have to go into the vein. And in order for the embalming process, I have to allow blood to be drained. So I actually pulled this huge, long clot, fibrous-looking clot, out prior to embalming.
And what part of the body did this come from, Richard?
This one came out of from the iliac, basically right around.
So that's sort of the groin for artery. Right for lay people. That would be the groin.
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying you pulled this, and it looks like the length of the person's leg. Is that correct?
It's almost the length of the leg. I had pulled out a few others before this. I just so happened to be like, you know, I've got to take a picture of this because nobody will believe what this looks like.
Yes.
The front end of it, it looks like a normal blood clot, but that white fibrous looking stuff just isn't normal.
Yeah. And tell us about the tell us about the characterization that you shared. On that, the red part is a blood clot. And tell us about the texture, what happens when you squeeze it.
Listen to this right here.
The
it's crazy.
White part that right. goes down the rest of the leg. Tell us about the texture.
Typically a blood clot is smooth. It's blood that's coagulated together, but when you squeeze it or touch it or try to pick it up, it generally, falls apart. It smashes. It's very, you can almost, you know, squeeze between your fingers and almost get it back to blood again. But this white fibrous stuff is pretty strong. It's not weak at all.
Oh my gosh.
You can manipulate it. It's very pliable. It's not hard.
So basically what he's saying, and I'm looking at the pictures right here. Can you envision this in your head, Outcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So basically it looks like this one that they just showed is about 2 to 3 feet long, and it's laying on the table next to the body, right?
Yeah.
So it looks like he pulled it out and he laid it right there. Now you see, like they explained to the end of it, it looks like a blood clot. Now, normally the blood clots that I've seen are little round globs, right? This thing here is long. And at the one end, it's like it splits into two, but you know, it goes from looking red, dark red, like blood, all the way up to the other end where it's like white. It almost looks like kite string or something.
Weird.
It is insane. So jeez. Yeah, they're showing this stuff, and I'm going to move to the next one. Because you know, they get to talking about this and they go through two other screens, right? And talk about other pictures, that he submitted for the show. And it just gets worse and worse from there. But then, let me see, at about the 2045 mark, I'm going to get this going again. And he talks about, or she asks him about the questions, you know, questioning the family and does the family know? So he's going to answer this question. Ready? There we go.
Next thing you know, they're dead.
Have you had any thoughts or sort of, you know, temptation to contact families and let them know their loved one was growing these things inside their bodies?
I have thought about it. But here's the thing that there's a lot of people that I love and that I know, family members, friends that have received this vaccine. And I know I'm out here and I've been sharing people, please take an aspirin a day. I don't know if this will stop these kind of fibrous clots in your body or not, but it can't hurt you. So please do something. I don't want to put the fear into all of the people that have already received these and end up taking away hope from that. So it's hard. It's really hard because like a lot of times if it's a spouse of someone that died from these worms, the odds are the other one got the same shot.
He just called them worms, but he doesn't mean worms. He said they almost look worm-like. If you guys listen to the entire thing, he's very specific that these are not worms because they're not crawling around doing anything, but they're growing in the body out of these blood clots. And he has, you know, earlier in this episode or in this video here, he talks about this. He hasn't seen this ever. Like in 2019, he didn't start seeing this until 2021, somewhere in there.
Till the vaccine.
Yeah. And she does not like calling it that, and I don't either. She calls it injections or jabs.
Yeah, sorry.
Yep. So, I mean, you know how we do on the show, but I'm going to move to the next one because over here he's seeing that now that these months are going on and he's been doing this, he's seeing more bodies and it's happening to more people. And it's scary, really scary here, because he's trying, you know, he wants to get the word out, but how's he going to do that? Right. He's, you know, being threatened at his job. So he's kind of in a tough spot, but this video right here should get him where he wants to go. So let's listen to another segment here.
Yeah, that's an 80% rate. You started in November. What do you recall what your December number was?
It was about 50%.
About 50%. So I see what you mean, that it could be increasing. Well, Mr. Hirschman, yeah,
I'm afraid it's increasing, because if these things are growing slowly, time is going to make it continue to grow.
That's a very good point. It could be catching up, as you suggest, those people who took it maybe 6 months ago, 3 months ago. And of course, you know, we've reported on this show that we have evidence that it's from the companies themselves, that there are different doses being used. There are different contents on any given day. We've seen that proof from Team Enigma on this show and Stu Peter's show. So this could be things coming to roost, as you're saying, that you might be seeing a rush of them, because these bodies are finally manifesting and dying from the damage that these things are doing. And these are serious obstructions in the body. So, Mr. Hirschman, I really want to thank you for your bravery, your commitment, you know, to humanity, to your willingness to come forward with these pictures. I hope you'll come back again. I'm sure there's going to be
all right. So yeah, it's crazy what he's shown and what he's finding now, how it's really growing. Do you have any commentary yet?
No, I mean, one of the things that he said in the second clip was when she asked him if he's been inclined to tell family members what he's noticing. I couldn't really make out what his response was, but it kind of sounded like a lot of these people are vaccinated themselves. He doesn't want to spread fear or scare them, is kind of the vibe I got from what he was saying. Is that correct?
Yeah. What he was saying is exactly that. Plus he has family too, that has been jabbed. And
that's where all of us are at. I mean, I've got friends and customers. I got all kinds of people, and I have to watch what I say, because I believe so strongly that there's nothing good that's going to come out of this. And I know people that think like us that still got the vaccine, and I'm not trying to like be a fear monger to them, but it's a fine line. There's part of me that wants to say, hey, do you have any regrets? Because you might want to figure out a way to address this, whether to try to figure out some kind of detox or something.
Right. And you know, that's why he said aspirin, but he doesn't, you know, he's just taking a guess, because he knows that aspirin helps thin the blood and does some things to the blood temporarily. But these things are growing now. I mean, we've seen in other ones, I think Dr. Carrie Made, right? She she'd put some of these vials under a scope to take a look at what's in there. And she's seeing all kinds of stuff. And they're talking about hydrogel and these hydro vulgaris, you know, these things that look like jellyfish or octopus, you know? So, who knows? I mean, well, we do know who knows, the people who put it all together. Those evil elitists, you know, you know, but I think, I don't know. There's so many people here who have fallen for the media freak out and the panic and the fear pushing and the fear mongering that have gotten themselves into a bind here. And from what he's saying, he doesn't want to panic them out, because if they see what I just saw here and what you guys can see in the video, they walk around thinking that's also in them. What's it going to do to their psyche, to their mental?
Yeah, it's going to create more fear and panic. Yeah.
Yeah. But either way, it's going to end up doing something to them. Right.
Yeah.
You know, unless there's some magical antidote that's out there somewhere that we haven't found yet, but, something to, you know, dissolve these things and destroy these things and get them out of the blood. But it sounds to me like it's growing. They're getting along. And he said the people, you know, some of the symptoms, because she asked him, you know, about halfway through there, what are people feeling like, you know, the days leading up to that their death. And he said that some of the family has told him that, you know, they just weren't feeling good, feeling tired, getting dizzy, you know, they're, you know, certain different things. But he said, then they ended up dying, whether it was in their sleep or, you know, had a heart attack or stroke. And then when he goes to, you know, embalm them again, he said he cannot put that fluid in there because these things are in the veins, which he's never seen before. So he's got to pull these things out of the veins and then the embalming fluid will go in.
You know, this is not, this is anecdotal. It doesn't, no factual thing here, but it's just, I'm constantly observing stuff, looking for data. It's just how my brain is. And I've got several people that I know who got the vaccine. And I don't know if it's my imagination. Maybe it could be dismissed as just COVID weight. But a lot of these people look like they're carrying about an extra 5 or 10 pounds in their stomach.
Yeah, belly stuff, right?
Yeah. And I'm noticing it a lot. And I don't know if it's like maybe I could dismiss it and say, well, you know, they're just, you know, it's COVID weight. They're not doing as much as they used to. They're sitting at home watching Netflix or whatever. But on the other hand, if this jab it makes you feel crummy, then you're going to be less inclined to work out at the very least. But what I'm worried about is something actually like in their body starting to coagulate and kind of just gum up? And this weight is part of that process. I mean, I have no clue. I'm not a doctor. I'm just pontificating because I've noticed it so frequently.
Right. And see, here's the thing too, is we don't have to be qualified as a doctor to sort of inspect things, put things together and come to our own conclusions. All right. Doctors have a different role. We as observers out here, we have a role too. We can see things, you know, you might not be a mechanic, but are you going to change your own oil? I mean, it's that kind of thing. I mean, of course you're going to change your own oil if you want to. You can do that. Yeah. And that does not stop people from critical thinking too, just because they're not a doctor or I'm not a plumber. So there's no way I'm going to, you know, tighten up that sink, that loose, loose faucet. No, it's not like that, you know? But
I've heard some crazy stories just in the past week from people I know. At least 3 times this week, I've heard stories of women who are telling me that after the second dose, they have had super abnormal heavy bleeding. And two of the women that told me this were menopause age.
Yeah.
And one yesterday told me that she bled for 3 weeks after the second jab. And she went to the doctor and they just dismissed her. And they said, oh, there's nothing here.
Yep. Just a coincidence.
I know it. She goes, I know it's the vaccine. I know it is.
It's another coincidence. Well, yeah, it's happening all over the place. It's having the young girls. It's happening to them too, the ones that are getting jabbed. Some real oddities and changes in their hormones. In their cycles. I mean, I've heard some cases where some of the ladies who are postmenopausal, older ladies, you know, grandmas and things, started having periods again. I mean, it's that insane how it's messing with their blood. But it goes back, man. Remember to our early days, we're talking about the messing with our DNA and our blood.
Yeah.
You know, that's it all goes back to that again, too. And also these things that are building inside them. Remember how it was months ago? It had to be in 2020. Let me see, late 2020. No, 21. So in 21, remember we had heard about these things that are going in the body and their self. After the injections, their self, not replicating, they find each other in the body and they self-assembling, all right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So they get in there and it's almost like they're intelligent. They know where to go find each other because once they're in the body, well, they're self-assembling and they're waiting for signals. They're waiting for some sort of communication. All right. They're waiting for some sort of a frequency to hit. Now, once the frequency hits, that's where that whole 5G stuff comes in that people have been talking about, that whole military industrial complex stuff. We're going to find that we're going to find all this stuff out. Eventually, we're going to see all this stuff.
I was just in an office before this call and they deal with elderly patients.
Yep.
And they told me that they are slow because they've lost so many patients this year.
Yep. And not due to COVID.
Yep.
Nope.
Right. Well, right. I mean, like the insurance companies are reporting a 40% increase in deaths, but we haven't had a 40% increase in COVID deaths. So where are these deaths coming from?
Yep, exactly. Now I'm going to play the ending of this right here. Dr. Jane Ruby. Now, he's off the show now, but the way she ends this, just listen to the panic in her voice, the way she ends this. It's crazy. Ready?
Again this morning. You know, when he was using his tools months ago to try to begin, not to be graphic, but embalming requires that the fluid is moved into the vessels, usually the veins and the vasculature. And so when he went to initially begin that process, he told me that he met with resistance. And so he pulled his tools back and then used other tools to pull what he perceived as a obstruction out. And he pulled it. And that's where he got these long strings, these large, tough strings. It looks like fiber. It looks like fibrinogen. Fibrinogen is a precursor to fibrin. It's part of what's involved in the blood clotting cascade. There's a cascade of many different parts of the process when your body tries to protect itself. My God, people are walking around with this in their blood vessels, in their arteries now, and their veins. He couldn't even embalm the person until he pulls all of this out. It's a miracle they were able to walk around for days or weeks with this. It's time to stop this nonsense before children are injected and they have these things growing inside of their veins and arteries. I just can't anymore. Somebody's got to stop it. Congress, how much more do you need? God help us.
God help us indeed, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah you guys, I'm going to put this in the description, and you can take a look at it for yourselves and see what you think. You know, he's never seen any of this before. He's never seen anything like this before. It's crazy. And looking at the videos, man, these are the things that are coming out of the veins and the arteries. I don't know what to say other than she said it best. God help us at the end there.
Yeah. Yeah. And these people are so, a lot of people I've encountered are so resistant to, well, actually, I shouldn't even say that. A lot of people are admitting that they think they made a mistake by getting the jab.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also kind of expressing that, you know, it's hard to admit that you made a mistake. I mean, some people are going to hold on to this narrative as long as they possibly can, because it's easier than admitting that you're wrong about something.
Oh, for sure.
You know, yep. And we can't blame these people either. I mean, yes, you know, people like us are, our spiritual intuition warned us from the very beginning to stay away from this, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there, like you think about elderly people who they grew up watching modern medicine try to help people. So they had no reason to second guess it, right?
Yeah.
Now, some of us have been seeing a downward spiral in how the medical field treats people. It's sick care. It's not health care. It's becoming more and more apparent all the time. The hospitals are closing and the holistic doctors are jam-packed with new patients.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on. People are waking up. But I mean, you can't blame somebody who's in their 80s who grew up and watched polio vaccines and different things. And they're like, well, okay, here's our, you know, they're going to try to help us. They had no reason to doubt that there's something nefarious going on. So you can't blame some of these people for making this choice, but man, this is a deadly mistake, it sounds like. And I think it's going to get weirder as we go. The problem I see that bothers me is that the way this attacks people, there's just enough of a delay from when they get the vaccine and from when they start to get sick and or die. They don't ever connect the dots.
Right.
Right. Like, I know two or three people that have had like major hip replacement surgeries just recently because their hips was really bothering them and they couldn't take it anymore. Well, I heard one of the podcasts I watched, they were saying this mRNA is going after spots like joints in the body and people are having hip problems. I heard that. And then lo and behold, I have a family member and I have a customer I just saw the other day. I mean, but they don't, if they're believing in this, like it's a religion, which I think a lot of people are, mm-hmm. you know, the religion of fear or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
I, you know, I believe in science instead of saying I believe in God. They say I trust science. They're going to be resistant to connect the dots and go, well, maybe this caused this. So it's going to be the fog of war as we go forward in this, as people are starting to, you know, more and more people are dropping. It's going to be, once again, half the population is going to go, oh, I guess it might have been the vaccine, you know, this vaccine. Or the other ones are going to say, oh, it's, I, you know, had nothing to do with it. I had a heart problem. You know?
Right. Yep. At that point, it's going to be a little too late. Too little, too late.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard somebody else talk about this before, and maybe I'll have to find the clip for a future show. But what it seems like to me is that you know, this is what they're explaining, that all these, the major drug companies that were, you know, building these or, you know, putting these things together, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, J&J, what they did is it sounds like they coordinated before these things were out, right? And they, mm-hmm. you know, and we kind of can gather this through those. Remember that one chart that went around saying the more the red states people are getting sicker than the blue states are becoming jab injured. Remember that? That chart that was going around? Okay, so what this person was saying is that the reason or the way that they rolled these things out, they were all timed because there's some going to have, you know, a little bit of, you know, the jab's going to be poisoned for, you know, mostly saline, right? Now they're going to have what they are is they did lot numbers, right? So a certain amount of lot numbers will be, have this amount of saline in them. Then another set of lot numbers will have more saline or less saline and more of the poisons, the bad stuff. And then the third one or the booster is going to have even more. And that's where we're going to start seeing most of the things because, you know, they're rolling them out so that they can track them. They know what lot numbers went where to what states and the dates. So for example, if Pfizer sent their stuff out and they know where those lot numbers went, they let them run the course. At the same time, you know, the other companies are running theirs. They're keeping track of their lot numbers. Well, when the company A, the first one, is done with their lot numbers, then the second company starts tracking their lot numbers, and they're using the same kind of thing so they can target, you know, kind of pinpoint their the maps where those lot numbers of vials went. And from that point, they can run the numbers and see, you know, how much damage did it do in this part of the country or this state or where it's at. So all these things are based on lot numbers. And that's, you know, that all came from some of that stuff that Carrie Made found, you know, because she had certain lot numbers and some had bad things in it and some didn't. So, you know, it's growing, you know, people's ideas is like, okay, well, they must have had different lot numbers coming out. Remember in the beginning, they said, oh, everything's got to be stored at such a cold temperature. Everything's going to be very cold, right? In order for these things to be effective. How long did that last? How many weeks?
Not long at all.
Not long at all. Why?
Because they changed it.
Right. What did they change? They didn't change anything in the vials. They just changed the way they're talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like probiotics. Those things have to be cold before you get them to your house. And when you get them home, you got to store them in the fridge, right? In order for them to work properly in your body. And that still holds true for probiotics, right? We take them, we have them here. But for this jab here, why for the first 2 weeks or whatever, they were going on and on about, they got to stay cold, they got to be in these refrigerated trucks. And remember, they were like saying all the CVS has got to put these refrigerated rooms in there and to store these things at certain temperatures. But then that just all went away.
Well, and that seems to explain too why there's no ingredients when you go to the, if you want to ask for the ingredients, the page is blank.
Yeah, there's
because
nothing there.
They don't have, well, because they don't have a set of a set ingredient because it's different everywhere they send it to.
Yep.
Like different batches. And so we're a big giant, one giant human experiment.
Exactly. They're
trying out all kinds of things on us as they go forward.
Yeah. And you know why they don't legally, they don't have to put, ingredients list on those insert forms right now for this? It's because it's not legally approved. It's an experimental.
That's such an oxymoron. It's like if it's not approved, then we should really know what's in it. We should be allowed to really know.
Yeah.
It's not the opposite. It's like, this is something. It's kind of like we got to pass we got to pass the healthcare bill to find out what's in it. Remember when
it's the same
said
thing,
that
yeah.
when Obama was office?
Yep.
It's like, oh, we gotta get wait for approval before I can let you know what's in it.
I
what?
Know. Yep.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But look how many people bought that back then and still believe that crap today. It's insane, man. Like I said, we're living in an upside down clown world. I mean, the stuff that's going on is just completely just unbelievable. What people are mentally buying and accepting. What were you saying?
Just talking to my friends and customers, they're burned out. They're like over everything.
Yeah.
They could try. I you know, it's funny because we've been saying things like this on the podcast, but I actually heard it from a customer right out of their mouth yesterday. People are so exhausted from this PSYOP that they could try to roll out whatever they want next. They're, you know, the Ebola monkey scare, or the smallpox in the vials, or the World War III, you know,
The Decepticon.
Nobody cares.
Nope. Well, there are people that can. Yeah, it's the crazy liberals, you know, the leftists. They care. They're still buying all this stuff, man. I mean, I think it's less and less every day. I hope, I pray, because they
got to be exhausted.
I would think so. But we see them. When we look at our text thread, we see those people running around with a mask in the swimming pool or in Hawaii, like Gary said.
Yeah,
in Hawaii, you know, on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one. She's on a ski lift all by herself up in the air, nobody around. And she's strapped up with this beak on her face. It's insane. Did you hear, you know who Heather McDonald is?
Yeah.
Comedian, right?
Uh-huh.
I have audio of this and it is nuts because it's almost like karma gets her soon as she mentions the word God in it. At the very end, boom, I'm going to play this. You guys listen to this stuff. It's crazy. So this is Heather McDonald. She's at the Improv on stage doing her comedy.
She got her start on the Chelsea Handler show.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
All right. Listen to this thing.
I don't mean to brag. I don't care. But I want you to know, double vaxxed, booster, flu shot. And I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. And I still get my period. What? Yes.
You hear the crowd? You hear these sheeple?
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Traveled, went to Mexico twice, did shows, meet and greets, never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously.
She just said, Jesus loves me the most.
So nice. So nice.
Boom. All right. Now hear the crowd.
Yeah.
They're laughing. I mean,
they think it's comedy gold. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's timed perfectly. When she said, Jesus loves me the most, that was it. You can see her, the faint comes over her and she just falls down backwards and she hits her head really hard on the floor here. So
she fractured her skull.
Fractured the skull. It's wild, man. It is. It's completely, like I said, clown world is around us.
Well, you know, and another way of saying that too is, I've had this really strong feeling for the last couple of years that like I've seen God answer prayers in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen like, it's almost like when you're a kid and you're reading the Bible, and you hear about these miracles or people dropping dead. And in fact, strangely enough, I was reading Acts last night before bed, and it talked about these people who dropped dead. Oh, that's crazy that I read that last night. But anyways, so what I'm getting at is you read these things in the Bible, and you're like, wow, the Bible was pretty wild back then. We, you know, must have really calmed down over time because it's not like that anymore. Well, you know what? It's starting to feel like biblical style stuff is happening right before our eyes. And that's what this makes me think of.
100%.
Mm-hmm. I showed this to my buddy Tom. He's, you know, he's my brother. I love him. He's on fire for the Lord. And he's like, man, I learned a long time ago, don't even be around anybody when they're talking lightly about God like that. You know, they're making, right? It's just, they're just asking for it.
It freaks me out too, man. When somebody says some stuff like that, like even the GD word, when people, you know, there's a lot of friends in my life that say that. And every time they say it, man, I just cringe. I'm like,
I cringe too.
I don't want to hear that.
No, I don't want to hear it either. Oh. And I mean, the ironic, I mean, in my mind, this is just me thinking. I mean, I hope your listeners won't think I'm a weirdo, but I see this also because I sorry for any of our listeners out there that got the vaccine. And if you regret it, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rub it in or anything. I'm not. But I see this correlation that people who are choosing science over God, right? This is their reward. And it's ironic that she's talking about all these vaccines, all this trust she's put into science, first of all. Then she brings God into the conversation, which is like I had nothing to do with this. Why are you saying I love you the most when you didn't even choose me? You chose science.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's where, to me, it gets a little eerie. Of course, they want to explain this away that she was dehydrated and she didn't eat enough. But she said in her own words, she's never passed out in her life.
She's never, and she felt great. She's never felt better.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, it's craziness, man.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. But
that video is stirring when you watch it.
Yeah, I have it here. I'm wondering if I can, you know what? I'm going to put it in the Discord and I'll put it in those our dangerous memes videos.
Yeah.
So for anybody who hasn't joined our Discord yet, it's growing still and it's fun. I mean, we're starting, it's really starting to roll and people are sharing a lot of information on there and it's like its own little party, you know, our own backstage for the Dangerous Info podcast. It's really fun. So if you're part of the Dangerous Info listenership, I suggest you guys get on over there and join the Discord and get into some fun. All right. Why don't we take a quick break and on the other side, we'll come back and get into some more, some deeper stuff.
Okay.
What cigarette do you smoke? You'll be interested to know how the doctors of America answered that question. Tens of thousands of doctors in all parts of the country, in every state of the union, doctors in every branch of medicine were asked, what cigarette do you smoke, doctor? In this nationwide survey of general practitioners, surgeons, throat specialists, diagnosticians, yes, according to this survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Try Camels yourself. Make the one sensible cigarette test. Make your own 30-day Camel mildness test in your T-zone. Smoke only Camels for 30 days. Enjoy Camel's rich, full flavor. And see how well Camels agree with your throat. Pack after pack, week after week. See for yourself why Camels are so popular with the doctors of America.
The technocratic elite. The unelected bureaucracy. The mainstream media. Infringing on your God-given rights and liberties for the benefit of themselves. Find them. Expose them. Laugh at them for your right to live free. You're listening to the Dangerous Info Podcast with Jesse James.
Small fringe minority.
Oh, man. Does that make you want to smoke some cigarettes?
So healthy. So good for you.
All right, you guys. Today's sponsor is you. You're the well-informed audience of the Dangerous Info Patriots. I'm not going to take any funding from someone or somebody or something that does not want to control or that wants to control what I say. And that's why I set up sponsorship through Subscribestar.com and Patreon. So thank you. A big shout out to our supporters, Jill Bark on Patreon. We have Manny Espejo, Snail Mail. We have JT. He's also our admin over there on Discord. Ryan Mansfield, the Ryan's Manfield Show, right? Go check him out. He's on Patreon too. And Eric Highkiller. Patreon. So if you guys have been enjoying the show, please share it along with somebody else that you know that might like it. And, you know, let us know how you think or what you think of the show. Give me an email, info@jessejames.com. And you can also find me at Instagram, Gab, and Telegram. And thank you so much, right? We're having a good time here. And I'm just happy to have this show here during the week. It's Thursday, man. I'm feeling good. It's a little chilly. Yesterday we saw the snow, but not today. Or we saw the sun, but today we're seeing snow.
Yeah.
Just very light snow. It's nothing big, but anyway, isn't that funny how that doctor commercial that I played there, that cigarette, most doctors back then preferred Camels because it was, what do you say? All those doctors who are board certified and all this stuff, right? They all choose Camel cigarettes.
I guess you could say it was consensus.
Yeah.
That cigarettes were good for you.
It's nuts.
It is nuts. But, I mean, it says everything. It says everything we need to know about right now. Why are people putting blind trust in any of this? And I tell you why. We know the answer is because of fear. They managed to use their media apparatus to gin up so much fear that people stop thinking critically. You know, their brain seized right up, out of the fear. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie. There's been moments where I've been fearful and my brain does not work right. I know it doesn't. You know, just a perfect example. At the end of summer, beginning of fall, I thought I had COVID. And even though I'm listening to all these podcasts and stuff, I felt kind of panicked.
I was kind of
freaking out.
You did. I remember you contacted me or... And you're like, dude, what's going on here? And I'm like, just take this. Remember you were talking about the ivermectin and stuff. I said, you better start sucking on that ivermectin. And,
I did.
And you did. And, and you felt good within hours, right?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like putting a saddle on and going for a graze in the field. But other than that, I felt great.
Hey, you know, if you want a crack pipe, if you want a crack pipe, you can get that, but you can't get ivermectin.
I know. Well, you know, ivermectin, it's horse paste. It's dangerous for you, you know.
Yeah, this whole crack pipe stuff is, that's insanity too.
It is.
You know, crack pipes for all.
Well, you know, I mean, the crack pipe thing is really interesting to me because for decades, people have been saying that black communities have been targeted by drug cartels and or the three-letter agencies infiltrating their communities to cripple them and disable them.
Yep.
And now, right out in the open, I'm Joe Biden, I'm going to send out crack pipes because I care. If that doesn't tell you what they think of your community and what they want to do to your community, I don't know what's going to wake you up, right?
Well, some of them won't, but.
Yeah, but if African-Americans, if black people don't want to, if they're not interested in taking the vaccine, which a majority of them aren't interested in, how else are you going to kill them? Hey, let's kill them with some drugs. And Joe Biden, you know, passes it off as some kind of act of kindness. It's like the movie Idiocracy. Idiocracy was it's a documentary. Changed my mind. It's not a comedy.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, like I'm going to read through some of these things here. These crack things that are all out, the memes, right? It's okay. Like these memes are so good, man. Whoever keeps creating these memes, these young kids or whatever, they're savage. And we know they're not coming from the left because the left can't meme.
Right, they can't.
All right, so this one right here. The very same person responsible for the 88 crack laws that racially targeted minorities is now saying that giving out free crack pipes will promote racial equity. What kind of sense is that? So right there, they're admitting them to themselves by giving, I guess, let me see here, by giving other people other than black people crack pipes, you become equal with black people? Is that what they're trying to say? Is that what they're trying to say?
It doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's offensive too. It's offensive and it's just... I don't know if people, they can't be buying this, right? I know our audience is not buying this. We're all laughing together, right? Because I know this is some BS right here. This is total. I mean, here's another one. It's got Oprah, you get a crack pipe, you get a crack pipe. Everybody gets a crack pipe. And then here's the other one. It's, you know, that one Drake, that Drake meme. Where at the top, he's like, no, 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 to that.
Oh, yeah.
And at the bottom, he's right. Like, yeah, shaking his head and pointing the finger. So, yeah, no to ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, yes to crack pipes. I got one that's flagged. And it says CY or C photo. I'm going to see photo and see what it says. Oh, there it is. It's Tom Hanks, and he's, what's his name? Bubba Shrimp. What is it? What is it? From the movie.
Yeah, Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump. So he's sitting there on the bench and says, and just like that, crack was safer than ivermectin. Now, that's the one that got flagged. And it's just a joke meme, right? But it's true.
It's over the target.
It's over the target. It's true. And it got flagged. So that's why I put the ha 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 on top of it. Now, here's another one. This one really ticks me off. Because the correlations that they're being made here is just insane. Is insanely like spot on. So at the top you have Martin Luther King says, I have a dream that my four little children will one day. And it goes to Biden down below. It says, have access to high quality crack pipes. Think about how offensive that is and how insane that we all are right now.
Well, the thing is, I don't think we are. They are.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we're not. But
those in power are I've lost their mind.
Yep.
Either that or the Q people are correct and we're watching a movie and they're trying to wake people up. Because at the end of the day, it's all your brain can rationalize because of how stupid this all is.
Yeah. Yeah. So no to pipelines, but yes to pipes and lines.
That's a good one.
And then, here's another good one. Saki says everyone will have to show proof of vaccination before receiving a free crack pipe.
Can't have any unsafe crack pipe smoking.
Yeah. Oh man, it's just craziness.
You know, because it's all about your health, right?
For sure. Yeah, they love you. The government loves you. Yep, and they want to do everything that's best in your interest.
And I don't mean to fall back into the right versus left because I think that's the part of the matrix. But you know, all these lefty people like online, they're saying like, if you don't get the vaccine, then you need to die. And it's like, because it's about my health, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's the peaceful and loving. That's the peaceful and loving left. Yep.
Oh,
it goes like with that other meme. It's like you know, you got the reporter in 2020 and 2021 standing on the screen like CNN and all this crap, while the city behind him is burning, and it's Antifa and BLM, you know, starting riots and fires, putting buildings on fire and everything, and they're calling that mostly peaceful. Yet you have a trucker, you know, the truckers up in Canada, you know, parking their trucks and honking the horns. And they call that far right violent insurrection. That's what they're trying to get over on people.
And by nature, Canadians are probably the most, you know, polite people on the planet.
Oh yeah. Most docile. You know, they don't want to hurt anything, and they're just, you know,
but they do want to be heard apparently, because they're being, they're rattling them.
So a few things, you know, what they're doing is, there's three cell phone towers that are threatening to be shut down, so that they can't communicate with each other, right? In Ottawa, they're shutting these down so that people cannot be live streaming and communicate to the rest of the world what's going on there. So, you know, they're trying to shut it down over there. Hopefully it doesn't work, and it's not going to work, because you know what? They shut that down. There's other ways that people are going to be able to get this stuff out. You can still record and you just go somewhere else and upload it. But for live streaming, that's what they're trying to kill now, because so many people are there. And remember, if this wasn't such a
small fringe minority,
why would they be shutting it down?
Right.
If it was just a small fringe minority, why would it, if it was such a small fringe minority, why would the police be ordered to stop people from taking fuel to the truckers?
Right.
They can't leave. Right. They can't leave the place if they don't have fuel. And you know what? They will leave if you just reduce or get rid of the mandate. It's that simple. It's that simple.
Yeah. Right? Yep. And I think that this is not on, I mean, like they have all kinds of chaos planned for us. Mm-hmm. They do, you know, the elite.
Yep.
But this is not this isn't on their script in their timeline.
No.
So it's kind of like, it's too soon or something. It's not in their plan. And it's funny, because I thought, here's a meme I'm looking at. It's like one of those Babylon Bee types that looks like a news headline. It says, Trudeau demands protesters stop shutting down the city so that he can shut down the city.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, he wants to shut it down, not you.
Yeah, right.
But here's the thing, too.
On his it's like term, not your term.
Yeah, and they want all the truckers to leave and just go away so they can have their city back, right?
Right.
All you have to do is remove that mandate and they'll leave. That's it. It's that simple. You don't have to steal their gas and dump their fuel out. And, you know, because all that does now, you know, they have, once they said, you know, they're going to cut the fuel off to the truckers. Well, obviously you see all the people bringing, you know, all the Canadian Patriots are now carrying cans, you know, red cans and blue cans and yellow cans, just taking, you know, fuel to the truckers. That's awesome. Keep them running, keep them going. But then I saw too that they are also taking, you know, heisting the cans from the people. So they can't get them to the truckers.
Then I heard they got them released, but because it was against the law, and they'd poured water in the cans. They're 50-50 gas and water, right?
Yep. Yeah, because that's going to gel up the diesel engine. So you get, you know, water in your tanks and it gets up in the engine, it's going to gel and the truck, it won't start then.
Well, what's funny about that is if they're so concerned about these truckers getting back to work to get the country moving again and get, you know, supply chains going, then why would they sabotage their trucks like that? Because then they're going to be in the same position they're at right now. So not a lot of thought going into this.
Oh, no, not at all. So, you know, talking about those police that are listening to, you know, their what do you call it, ownership or leadership up there. I've got something here from a constable. I think he's a Canadian. Retired Canadian constable, and he's got a message to the police here. Do you want to hear some of it?
Sure.
All right. Check this out. It's, I think it's about 5 minutes long, and there's no way I'm going to play all of it, but I'll just give you a couple minutes of what he's talking about. And you get the gist.
Hi. For those watching this video, it is February 8th, and
it's 2 days ago, right?
I am making this video to reach all police officers. So if you're watching this, and you know a police officer out there, they need to listen. They need to know what's going on. And if they're not seeing what's happening out there, I'm here to fill them in. So if you can get this out to them, they need to listen. So first of all, I just want to say that I admire what you do as a police officer. I'd lived it for 24 years. It's something I always wanted to do when I was a kid. And I loved what I did. I loved helping people. I loved protecting those that needed protection. And I loved going every single day to be able to do that, risking my life for Canadians. And that's what you're being called to do today. There is an evil in this world right now, and there are things happening, and that you know deep down in your gut, in your soul, in your heart, that what is happening is wrong. You know that your police service and the government are actually providing unlawful orders to you to uphold. You know that. You can feel that because I feel that. I am still a constable and will be forever because that's what I'll do. I will continue to protect Canadians and anybody else that comes into my life from outside of Canada. I'll be there for them as well. And you are exactly the same as I am. So I'm calling on all of you police officers across Canada that are dealing with any of these truckers or any of the protesters. They're not really protesters. They're trying to regain their freedoms back that have been taken away from them for the last 2 years. So you police officers out there, you have families, you have wives, significant others, children. Do you want them to grow up not having what you had growing up? No freedoms to do what you want to do? Just the government and the police headquarters telling you everything that you have to do to put in your body? Is that what you want for your children? So when you're out there in the line and you're dealing with people who are just wanting to regain their freedoms back, time to have some humanity. Time to go against unlawful orders from your police chiefs, your hierarchy, even right down to the sergeant on the street. If he tells you to do something and deep down you know that it's wrong, unlawful, and it goes against your morals and they're your core values, you are obliged to stand down.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, he knows what he's talking about. That's perfect right there.
I'm looking at another Babylon Bee meme that cracks me up about this Trudeau thing. It says, headline says, Trudeau demands truckers get vaccinated like he did so they don't catch COVID like he did.
Yeah. Yep. That's how ridiculous all this is.
It is. It's the stupidest thing ever. And I can't believe that there's people who can't see it for what it is.
Yeah, well, their heads in the media, and they just can't think for themselves, I guess. You know what I mean? They can't. Yeah. I don't know. It's like a spell, right? It's almost like a spell is falling over them.
Yep. Now, how does this all tie in? Now, so you think about it like this. So Canada is fighting vehemently to keep their COVID restrictions. Okay, and vax mandates, whatever you want to call it. But meanwhile, elsewhere in the United States, they're talking about lifting lockdown suddenly probably for the midterms, right?
Yep.
So, as always, they're gaslighting people because they're talking out both sides of their mouth every second that they talk, playing hardball with Canadians. Meanwhile, supposedly they're reporting fewer COVID cases.
Yeah. Well, that's the part of the this whole thing is all about confusion too, right?
Yeah,
mass confusion. Yeah, because that's why, you know, remember early on we got all the different numbers. Oh, you got to stay X amount of feet away. You got to wear a mask. You got to wash hands and here and there. And then, you know, you'd get the CDC backtracking on one thing, and the WHO would say something totally different. And then you have Fauci, and he'd come up with some, you know, two mask, or at some point we don't need to be wearing masks anymore. Remember, it's just, this is all an operation of confusion, mass confusion, fear mongering. Because if you scare enough people, if you scare them enough, you can coerce them to do things that you want them to do. Right. The problem is there's so many more of us who don't want to do any of that bullshit, right? So we're just not doing it. In the biggest, the most, what's the word? The best offensive that you can do, or the best defense against what they're trying to do to us, is peaceful noncompliance. That's where it's all at. Because if you just sit there and say no, and you're not violent, just like these truckers, just saying no, we're not doing it, and it really drives these globalists, these tyrants, crazy, right? Because we're just saying no. What they want is us to actually get mad and go physical. Because once we go physical, then, you know, then they can, you know, they'll sick their dogs on us, right? That's what they want.
Yep.
But if we just sit here and keep saying no, we're not going to do it, and that drives them crazy. But I think
they don't know what to, they don't want to do that, and then also too they risk the fact that if they come after you, after you're non-compliant, and drag you out of your house, that they're going to red pill everybody that sees it.
Yeah. Yep, that's what they're hoping.
But if you're fighting, then they can claim you're a combatant.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And either way, they're going to do that in the news. You know, they'll always try to say stuff, you know, that's not there, there's a compilation that I have.
I saw it.
Did you see that?
With all the news trying to claim that everybody in Canada is like some kind of terrorist or something stupid. Yep. It's so dumb.
I know it is. But it, you know,
they're
think
pathetic.
About it. It's the exact same story that they did for January 6th. It's the same story they do back when, if you go way back in the Obama years, they had the ranchers that were the federal government that were taking over their land. Remember that? That was by BLM, the original BLM. That was the Bureau of Land Management. Back then, that's those people. You know, they run the same operation over and over and over again. And for you, or for people not to catch on to it, you know, shame on you. But, you know, I think that most of this audience understands it and sees the game, because every time it happens, it's just, you know, it goes for these shootings too. It's the same thing. It's like they rally around something and they can't, you know, they're so stuck in what they're rallying around. It becomes so blatant and you see it.
Well, their repeat game plan is obviously backfiring on them, because, I mean, look at how the ratings that the media has. It's terrible. Yeah,
yep.
So people are so tired of being gaslit by them that they might not be able to piece it together, but just go, news doesn't make me feel good. I can't watch this. And now their number one propaganda arm, nobody's paying attention to it.
Yep.
So they're spiraling. I mean, they're really lashing. I mean, they're dangerous like this, but as we always say.
Yeah, for sure. Have you heard about these kids? What school is that? I believe they're in Illinois, right?
Oh, they all walked out of class without their masks?
Awesome. Have you?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, have you heard it?
No, I've seen some of the clips, I think, but go ahead.
Well, there's almost like a... one of the kids is a leader of it, right?
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, it's like, well, I got him right here. They're outside of the school, and he's explaining to the kids what they're going to be doing. And this is apparently after the first time they got kicked out, you know, so they all got sent to, the cafeteria or something, right? Because they decided they're done with the mask. Yeah, the gym or whatever. So they decided, like most places around the country now, they're done with masks. They don't work. They don't do, you know, they're not worth it, right? And they're annoying. And it's just a control tactic. That's all it is. But listen to this kid. Yep. He's smart. Now, this kid's a senior in high school.
Okay.
Oh, let me back it up and take the mute off.
Hey, everybody shut up!
Hey, attention.
This is not an excuse for any of you freshmen and sophomores to disrespect your teachers. If I hear of anybody disrespecting teachers or staff tomorrow... that makes us look bad. We want this to be a peaceful, respectful movement. We are just trying to gain back our rights as citizens. We do not care about the teachers. In the end, are just doing their jobs. It doesn't come from them. It comes from the state. Now, what we're hoping is that they kick us out. This sounds bad, but we're hoping that they kick us out, because they have to report that attendance to the state. And if the state sees a day where 100 or I don't even know how many kids are here, are absent, they're going to start asking questions. Our hope is we can get this statewide. Now, I might get in trouble for this, but the plan still stands for Wednesday. For tomorrow, I mean. Everybody is going to meet at the back row of the senior parking lot, and we're all walking into the school with no mask on. You can get me in trouble. They can suspend me. I don't care. We're done with this. And obviously, all of you are, too.
Shut up. Shut up.
Obviously, all you are done with the mask, too. Now, again, we're doing this peacefully and respectfully. If a staff member asks you to put a mask on, you say no thank you and keep walking. And if they kick you out, then go home. And if people need rides home, then some of the seniors, I'm sure we can start giving people rides home.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's bright. He's articulate. He's speaking from the heart. He doesn't sound scripted. Unlike, let's say, somebody like a Greta Thunberg or something who's reading from a script and right.
Yep.
You know how disingenuous that garbage was. This is the opposite of that.
For
this
sure.
Is the antithesis.
Yep. This is a real kid right here. Yep.
Uh huh.
Knows his rights. And all the kids around him, think about it. He's red-pilling the heck out of these kids.
Yeah.
Whether he knows that or not. But, you know, he's turning all these kids into patriots right there. And there's a whole bunch of kids around him while he's saying this stuff.
And if he can get it, if that continues to spread,
mm-hmm.
that could be their worst nightmare again, just like the truckers.
Yep. Well, I think they're going to keep doing it. This was a few days ago, and I think they kept on doing it. So, yeah, these schools are going to have real problems and real issues. It's already happening. I mean, there's so many of these teachers are jabbed up. Yep.
These schools deserve everything that they have coming to them.
Oh yeah. 100%.
They're lucky. This is all it is.
Yeah. It's crazy. Do you have time? Do you have time for another segment? You gotta roll out.
Sure. We'll do one more. Yeah.
Why don't we, take a little quick break and then we'll come right back and start another segment up. I got something I want to show you.
Cool.
All right. We'll be right back, guys.
Hi. Peter. What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey. Bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yuck!
Measles, measles, measles. Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
Hold it.
You're not through yet.
Alice, don't tell me you're coming down with the measles.
Oh, I hope so. I'd hate to think I was just learning how to blush at my age.
The Dangerous Info Podcast can be heard on Apple, Spotify, TuneIn Alexa, iHeart, and Google Podcasts.
Ah, the good old Brady Bunch and the measles. Remember when everybody used to get measles and the parents would just send them down there and go play with the kids so you can get measles too and get it over with? Remember that?
That's when the world made sense, at least more sense than it makes now. You know who I'm worried about in that segment, though?
Yeah.
Cousin Oliver. Did he get him? Did he get it out of the way?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oliver's when the show was jumping the shark. They had to add a little extra something in there.
Yeah. It's funny. Oliver. Yeah. Good old days, man. The good old days. You know what? Every day, like even these days right here, are somebody's good old days. They just won't know it until older in life, you know? It's crazy.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Even the dark ages, that was somebody's good old days. Seriously, you know?
That's funny.
Think about that.
Funny thought. Yeah, that's a good thought. I like it.
You know, we were talking with Patriot M this morning, going back and forth, right? And she's talking about, remember that crown thing she sent to us on BitChute?
Yes.
About the crown servant Trudeau exposed by his former top security, about the Queen's secret Canadian death camps and all that stuff. And that goes back to, you know, what I started talking to her about. It was the, you know, we have Prince Charles here, right? And he's talking about, you know, controlling people and doing things. We should listen to it because it's pretty smart. And I can tell you in a minute what he's talking about.
Okay.
When I sent that this morning, did you get that?
No, I had a pretty early morning, and I've been busy up until we got on the phone here. So I don't think I got to listen to that.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of this for you. And it goes from Prince Charles. Goes into Bill Gates and all the World Economic Forum people, all these global elites that are running this program on us. It goes into all these people, right? So this right here, the first one is Charles, and he's outside, and he talks about the Marshall Plan. And that's what I was talking about earlier when I responded back to Patriot M about what this is. So let's take a look at here and see what this reptilian globalist has to say. Come on now, play.
At this late stage, I can see no other way forward but to call for a Marshall-like plan for nature, people, and... There was no tomorrow and no ultimate reckoning for our abuse of nature. So, what do we do? Without doubt, we must now put ourselves on a warlike footing, approaching our action from the perspective of a military-style campaign.
Now, keep in mind, he's talking about us, about the regular common folk, people. That's who he's talking about here. He's talking to us in this warlike manner.
Gee. That way, working together, we can combat this most grave and urgent challenge.
When he means we can work together, he's talking about leaders of other countries working together to get rid of this grave challenge. And the grave challenge is us, the free people.
We have the resolve to shift our trajectory. We must start now bringing forward our net zero target. I'm afraid
net zero
2050 simply suggests we have room to delay.
Yeah, so 2050. Now, this all comes out of Agenda 2030, and he's talking about the Marshall Plan for 2050. So that way, you know, by that year, they want us all. They remember the scene, the setup of how it looks like on Hunger Games? We have all the peasants, all the regular people, yep, the commoners living in dark, dingy districts here and there. And they can't they can't go anywhere. But at the same time, you have these super high speed trains taking all these rich elite, I don't want to say just rich, but these elite scumbag tyrants, globalist technocrats, right? On these trains going to the capital cities, partying, eating all the food, having a great time, the best clothes, fancy everything, music, while the people in the district are sitting there in the gray, starving, gross food, no clothes that, you know, no new clothes, just rags, right? That's what he's talking about here. And it's going to get into Bill Gates here in a second, talking about zero, the net zero, and how we can get there.
You see that Prince Charles, when outlining his military strategy to take down the world population, particularly the Western world, was discussing his net zero target. Bill Gates, servant of the crown, has directly implied that in order for their primary goal of net zero target to be reached, the world population must get near to zero. But then Bill Gates discusses murdering 10 to 15% of the population through fraudulent vaccines and healthcare. What exactly is he talking about? Bill Gates and the royals understand all too well about the catastrophic effect of an inverse population pyramid. What is it? By studying history, we see that where the population of a society is reduced by 10 to 15%, it causes an inverse population pyramid. This is a cascading effect that in virtually every case in history leads to a collapse of the entire society, and the resulting collapse typically wipes out 90 to 95% of the given population. This in essence is their plan. Thanks to the engineered COVID crisis, we can see that this is quite literally their plan. To wipe out at least 10 to 15% of us through vaccines and faulty healthcare, causing an inverse population pyramid. And then nature will do the rest as our societies collapse en masse. Listen as Bill Gates outlines this simple plan to achieve the monarchy's net zero target. Note the P in his equation stands for population and lights up.
All right, so did you get on everything she was saying? I know that channel was sort of cut. It wasn't my recording. Yeah. But basically, as I explained it earlier, it's their plan is to roll out this whole Marshall Plan, this whole Build Back Better, Great Reset, Agenda 2030, Sustainable Development, all that crap is the same thing. And it's their plan to roll out all the climate pandemic, the safety, to keep us safe. You know, in order to keep you guys safe, we're going to need you to do this stuff. So basically, they want you to trade in your liberty for safety, right? For so-called safety, but their safety. And it's really all it is masked to depopulate the planet and place the stragglers like us into these giant city centers where we can be controlled. And, you know, it's been talked about for a long time. You know, they want to marshal us into global enslavement. That's what they've been talking about. And that's what this whole climate change crap is all about. And there's, you know, cyber pandemics that are going to be coming, all of it. So basically it's the planet and the people. Now I'm talking about global, about carbon emissions. See, that's their big thing. And you guys got to understand, when they talk about CO2 as bad, it's not bad. We need it. We actually, back in history, we had way more of it back when plants were bigger. The planet was more green. The animals were bigger. Everything was more abundant when there was more carbon. But now that they've been reducing carbon, and their whole thing is to reduce carbon, right? So they want a planet and the people. The planet and the people need CO2, right? It's crucial that we have it for life. They're trying to convince us, the masses, that CO2 is bad, and it's completely the opposite. They have CO2 stripping machines running right now in Idaho and out west. These humongous machines that are stripping out carbon from the atmosphere. You know, and that's what they want. They want a massive die-off, and once they get the ball rolling, you know, the massive die-off, it's going to keep rolling. Whether, you know, the hardest part is through these jabs that they've been doing, because it's going to also shut off, you know, kill a lot of people now, but it's going to shut off fertility and make sterile humans. Look at all the little kids that are getting shot up.
Yep.
That's done. There's no progeny from those little kids now. So what's that going to do our population, right? So basically, the more carbon, the greener the planet. The less carbon and sunlight, the plants will die and start to weaken and die off. And it's just like a giant snowball rolling down a hill.
Wow.
Yeah. Less carbon means less oxygen, because the carbon, you know, obviously the plants, but this is all stuff we learned back in what, junior high, middle school?
Right. Right.
We work hand in hand with the planet, with plants and trees. The less carbon, the less oxygen. The less oxygen, the less plant life or human life.
Yeah,
that's what they want. And remember, think about the plan. Their plan will work just enough, you know, just to kill enough of us off while they survive. Then they want to revive the planet with all the valuable carbon that it needs. It'll bring back all the life that they want on their terms. Get rid of us, the useless eaters. And here's a part of what Bill Gates wants to do. This is all part of it, too.
It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic
He's talking about carbon
changes that have even emissions. Flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's
hear the crowd
from high school algebra.
Hear the crowd laughing.
Let's take a look.
Now he's in a TED talk doing this, right?
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
Insanity. Listen to this.
Little kids. Something to worry about with medicines. That is, might some of them have side effects? Do we need safety testing? I mean, and we're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein. Genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
GMOs.
So, yeah, I think maybe we should have a safety system where we, you know, do trials and test things out. Yeah, I think maybe we should have a safety system.
What do you think that safety system is?
And then the final solution, and then the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccine. So we've got to go full speed ahead on.
So right there, he was talking at the end there where he said, you know, the final solution is the vaccines. He was talking to Colbert. Remember, you know, that knucklehead Stephen Colbert, that pasty white, limp-wristed prick, him.
Yep.
He's talking to him. And he's down with the plan. Yeah, he's shaking his goofy little head. Yeah, sounds great. That's where we are now. We're in a depopulation cycle now. And people...
Becoming more and more real every day, more apparent every day.
Yeah, 100%. Now, think about this. Okay, so talking about the kids, right? And this is the part that I wanted to get to. And I know you got to go, so I'll try to get through this as quick as I can. And you can add whatever you know comes up. So when you have people talking about this kind of stuff, right? This is big stuff. It's like... world changing. Heavy. Yeah. World heavy, heavy world changing kind of stuff. Now, kids, right? Let's talk about kids and let's talk about the old people. There's not many people left from the World War II generation, right? There's not many of those left.
No,
there's a lot of baby boomers, you know, our parents, things like that, that are getting to their older ages, right? They, to the later years in life. Well, these people, these globalists, these technocrats, they all know that. And they have a plan. If they can sterilize all the young ones and also indoctrinate them, separate them from the knowledge that their grandparents, great-grandparents used to have. They do that. Then they have these older ones, the baby boomers, right, that are dying off. Well, they're all on... what, disability or Social Security? I mean, there's a big number of people there on that, right? Well, in the eyes of these globalists, they need to get rid of these people because we're useless eaters. And then they're stuck with the people in the middle. It's Gen Xers all the way down to the Gen Zs, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the saddest part of it. As we lose the older people, we're also losing all the stories. Right, we're losing the stories of what it was like to live and grow up in a good, free, what we thought was a free America. Way, way much more free than this. All right. So how are we going to find a way to preserve our stories, you know, our memories of yesterday, of a more free America, away from these elitists that are waiting for us to die off so they can fill the heads of the younger generation with all the new false narratives, all the fake history? There's got to be a way we can reach these younger kids and preserve these stories that we used to have. You know, all those old great stories, they're going to be replaced with lies, rewrite the history. They're going to, they've been tearing down statues. We got to find a way to conserve these, you know, and maybe it's through these podcasts and shows like this where we're going to have to start telling stories of our grandparents and ways we got through things and how we were, you know, those hard days when we were growing up, teenagers, and how we got to school and how we were able to start our cars when, you know, you got to mess with the choke or we flooded it or whatever it was. You know, all these kind of stories are going up north and camping and real history, real. These kind of things. Do you understand what I'm saying? These things need to be passed along to these younger kids.
Yeah, but I mean, but the part that worries me is that just like there's a current theory that the Dark Ages, for example, was one of these attempts where they were cleaning the slate.
Yeah.
That they've done this before. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to do to this generation. And you know what? Honestly, you know, you and I are probably our age group is the link to the boomers. We know more than, let's say, a millennial or a Gen Z. So we're dangerous to them too, because we remember stuff.
Yeah. I see what you mean. And you know what, when I started thinking about this and sort of writing notes on this, I was thinking to myself is like, we need me and you and even callers or guests on our show as we grow, as this show grows, I want great storytellers and you're one of them. I mean, we need to bring these stories into this show. and exploit them. I guess that's the right word. Expose them, share them, share stories, shed you light. Know? Yeah. Whether it was gardening with your grandma, whether it was, you know, help shucking corn with grandpa out there before a big family picnic or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, these old school real stories of trials and tribulations and the ups and the downs and the growing up. Where are those stories at? I don't even hear them anymore.
Right. No, you know you're right. I mean? They're dying off at an exponential rate.
Remember when we used to, you know, we used to run around and skin our knees up and then, you know, running back in the house and grandma or mom would put the Mercuric home on her cuts and, you know, drop the iodine here and there or get those ear infections and we'd lay on her mom's lap and she would put the warm towel and you know, drop the, what was it? The wash in there to get your ear cleaned out or whatever, hydrogen peroxide or something. Remember all those stories? Where are those? Is anybody, audience members, maybe you are, maybe you guys are sharing them with your kids or something, but I think it's definitely something that is missing and we're going to have to put some sort of focus in an attempt to pass down these stories or put them somewhere where kids are going to be able to hear these things. And you know, what another thing that goes with stories is knowledge, like the lost tools and skills of knowledge, you know, part of our show, you know, with the parallel economy stuff and the survival skills and stuff that you have, we got to be more upfront with this kind of stuff and keep it going. It's sad to me, you know, that we're losing this kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's funny because we, you know, we talk about planting a garden and that kind of stuff, like it's some kind of revolutionary idea. But, you know, my wife's grandfather, who died a few years ago, if he was alive, he'd be about 95.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in World War II. Up until probably the 80s, they always had a little garden in their backyard.
Yeah.
And they had cabbage and, you know, all kinds of stuff, tomatoes and, you know, green beans. And they had all that stuff just in a nice little plot behind the garage in the backyard.
Yeah.
And they ate their own fruits and vegetables, right?
Yep.
Vegetables primarily. But my greater point is, you know, we talk about that like some kind of, you know, cutting edge idea because it's so foreign now. That's what that's the damage they've managed to do to us.
Yeah.
Is in just a couple generations, it's unheard of. And even grandma and grandpa stopped at some point. They just grew grass there. They stopped farming.
Yeah.
And right? They even convinced them.
Yep. And you know how they did it all? With marketing. Like when the TV dinners came out, that was marketing. Another thing too is the there was a time in history when the moms did not, you know, they were always, you know, working in the kitchen, making, you know, preparing things for dinner or the week or whatever it was. But, the cakes, right. I'm trying to remember this story. I believe it was the cake batter, it was too easy. It was back then when they tried to use the marketing to say, here, you know, save time and you can use this cake in a box, right? And you just pour it into your deal there. But the people didn't want it because they were like, well, that's not homemade. That's not real. I'm talking back in 50s.
Yeah,
I believe.
Okay.
Right. But the public did not buy that because it didn't feel, homemade or real to them, it was too easy, right? They felt guilty by doing it that way, by just dumping it in a box, pouring water out and do it. So guess what they did? The marketing did to change it because it was a failing model that was not working in the food industry. What they did is they decided to, if you can crack an egg into it before you mix it and cook it, then it becomes more homemade. So on the back of the package, it's like, here, crack an egg into it, then mix it with your water. And then it took off after that. At once they decided, it was the egg. It was having the egg in there changed
crazy.
The perception of people back then.
Wow.
You know, and then you bring in all this, you know, this feminism crap and then, you know, destruction of the family and, you know, the whole patriarchy mess and all that crap. I mean, that's,
when you hear that, when you hear that explained properly, it's like, that's an aha moment when you realize they had devalued the dollar to the point that you couldn't live off of one income anymore. You had to have two. So then instead of breaking the news to the people that way, they sold us this concept of feminism and that they told all the women, oh, you want to go to work, right? Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Right. And they said, yeah, yeah, apparently all my TV shows are telling me I want to go to work. So, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they went to work. And then, you know, 15, 20 years later, all these women I know are going, what happened?
Yeah.
Why am I not at home with my kids?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Rip the family right apart. You know,
Right. And granted, there are some people that some women who want to pursue a career, and there's nothing against that. I don't condone not allowing that to happen. I'm not trying to say that, but,
right.
But they made it, they were trying to hide the fact that the dollar was devalued to the point because of their behavior mm-hmm. that they were going to need two people to work out of a household.
Yep.
So instead of breaking the news, man, we'll just sell them on this idea. And then everybody clamored to go to work. And then every kid got a latchkey. Right.
Oh yeah. I got one.
I had one too.
Yep.
Key around my neck.
Yep.
Go to school.
And another part of it too was, hang on, I'm writing that down. Was another part of it too was the, think about this from the government perspective of it. You're only getting taxes from 50% of the people at the time, the men, right? All of a sudden, boom, they just doubled their taxes, tax, you know, the theft. So now they're thieving from 100% of the people now. And well, not the kids, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good point. I forget that part of it, but you're right. Then they doubled their tax revenue. Exactly.
Yep. Wow. So yeah, just more craziness. You want to hear some more craziness before we go?
All right.
This is a crazy lunatic lady. Let me see. I'm trying to read this to you. It's insane. It says must watch the most insane woke reasons on why we cannot eat meat. Now,
I saw this.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Did I?
Yeah, this is from. Now, again, this goes into that whole climate change crap, that lie, that hoax, right? They don't want us to eat meat because you know, and it goes along with the cow farts too. That's a whole thing too, because CO2 and all that crap. You guys, CO2 is not our enemy. We need it. They're trying to make you think it's an enemy. It's not. Okay, listen to this nut job here. Absolute insanity.
I believe we should move beyond all meat. The assumption that the best protein comes from corpses is a racist belief.
Racist.
How do you know the animal would have picked you to feed off their corpse? 21st century animal eating requires our complicity in a new colonialism. These events especially affect girls and young women. Your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny. Popular culture is flooded with references to sexy cows, sexy pigs, sexy chickens, sexy fishes, who all just want to have fun. Meat eating is also one of the ways gender-based structures of oppression are perpetuated. Masculinity, a construct of the gender binary facing constant destabilization, feels always under threat. And eating animals is its protection racket. White supremacists weaponized it, eating meat, eggs, and dairy. And the baiting of liberal men as so-called soy boys are all part of the neo-Nazi messaging. To say you care about animals is considered a sign of weakness in a world still committed to the gender binary. Meat eaters like anti-abortionists have forgotten that one quality of non-existence is not having awareness about existence. When all else fails, meat eaters assert that animals are not our equals. I heard all your laughter. I know some of these must be new ideas or you think they're fringe or whatever. Our whiteness is part of the problem of meat eating.
I believe lunatic.
Oh my gosh.
Her whiteness is some problem or something, whatever. Hey.
What planet is this idiot on? And you know, it's so funny. It's like, you know, I'm actually enjoying a return to red meat eating. For some reason, I bought into this narrative that red meat was going to give me a heart attack and I had heart problems in my family. So for 25 years, I've been avoiding red meat and felt crummy. Mm-hmm. And then I got this new holistic doctor and I start looking to eating for your blood type. I find out I'm supposed to be eating red meat. I'm eating red meat. I feel great. I'm not hungry anymore. I'm not snacking throughout the day because I'm satisfied.
Yep.
And your testosterone levels are linked to it. These people are disrupting the entire order of everything. And then I know the goal is, I mean, it's sustainable development, A, and B, it's depopulation. Because if you got everybody, in her words, she brought it up, a bunch of soy boys. Do you think that women find soy boys attractive? Do you think that they're like top of the pecking order for mating rituals? No, I don't think so.
Nope, especially not on this show. I mean, we talk about that all the time. And guess what? are, okay, I left a comment on this. I said, what do racist eagles and racist bears eat?
What?
Meat.
Right. Yeah.
Eagles, yep. They eat meat. Bears eat those, meat.
Those white supremacist bears.
Yep. Now look,
well, you remind me of something else. Mm-hmm. There's a website I follow called Metal Nature, mm-hmm. and they show all kinds of insane animals, you know, animals attacking each other.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And some group got a hold of them and said, this is inappropriate. You shouldn't show this. It shows cruelty to animals. It's like, but it's being done by an animal.
Mm-hmm. What do alligators eat? Deer.
They'll eat each other.
Deer. Well,
they'll eat each other too. Yeah. Yep. They'll eat each other.
What do jaguars and cougars and lions eat?
Yep.
Deer. It's insane. I have no problem with people being vegan, whatever. That's fine with me. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
But we were told that everything on this planet was put here for humans, for us.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, it's just this narrative here of the going, you know, meatless, and that lunatic mayor over there, the new guy they have for or governor at in New York, he was the same way. Oh. You know, he was on ranting on the other day about the way he eats, plant-based life life. He's on and on and on about plant-based life. So, you know, but people have been taking pictures of him in restaurants and stuff, following him around, seeing what he's eating and everything, and he's getting really mad. He's crazy.
Isn't he the clown that was doing the whole eating the French fries, to get the vaccine?
Oh, no. That was William Wilhelm. Bill de Blasio. Yep. This is the new guy that's in there now. It took over.
Oh, the new guy.
Yeah, the new guy.
He's an imbecile too.
Oh, yeah. That's all they have over there. Yep. I know there's Patriots in New York, and I wish, you guys would end up taking over at some point here, because the lunacy is nuts. But yeah, it's nuts.
And add this commentary into the whole concept that we keep talking about, which is everything that God has given us, they're trying to tell us is bad. That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
So what God told us is right, they say is wrong.
Yep. That's how it is.
What God says is wrong, they say is right. They say you don't need gold and silver. You need to have a paper currency contract that's useless.
The DNA. DNA is not good, right?
Yep. You don't want meat. You want, plant-based. Synthetic plant-based proteins made, grown in a lab. I mean, everything that they try to give us. You don't want a real relationship. You just need an Alexa. Everything that they do is like the opposite of what God gave us.
Yeah, it's plant-based tyranny is what it is. Idiots.
Man, that woman sounds like such a knucklehead. And when people are laughing, she's just like, oh, you guys are you're just not enlightened like I am. Mm-hmm. Everybody's laughing because you're a moron.
Yep. It's wild. It's wild. Hey, before we go, if you got to go right now, that's fine with you. Or fine with me if you want. It's up to you. I know you got to hit some lunch before you get to your next appointment, whatever. But
yeah, I should probably cut off here pretty soon.
All right. Well, it's up to you, man. If you want to go, I'm just going to run over a few things that, some things I didn't get to in the last few weeks about the died suddenly people.
I'll stick around. I'll listen.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to do a little bit of that. So, again, I'm going back into the Discord on this, our Discord channel. And I believe it. Yeah. Patriot M and Sandy Vagina, they help put all this stuff up here. So, they always link these things up so that we can read from them. And, here we go. All right. So if you guys type in died suddenly, in your favorite, hopefully it's not Google, but in your favorite search engine, right? Type in died suddenly or died unexpectedly. Well, this week's episode has a whole bunch of them. And here's Don Lemieux, 65, coached Olympians and Gardner High School to 16 state championships. He's dead. Here's a Richard McNeely obituary, 1997 to 2022. You can send flowers and sign the guest book. Here's another one. Shane Perkins, 1976, 2022. Young people, right? 40s, 50.
Yeah.
Again, that's Sean Perkins. You can send some, flowers and things. Here's another one. 37 year old from, Millville, Anton Litinov of Millville died unexpectedly at home, born in Leningrad, Soviet Union. And I don't know where he's at now. Here's another one. 17-year-old Billie Jo Allen. She was living with chronic lung disease and studying health and social care that she could embark her career on and give back to the NHS. She just died. Let's see. Where's another one? Here's another 20-year-old Claire Bridges, who was fully vaxxed against the corona and is currently in a hospital facing possibility of having both of her legs amputated because she wasn't getting circulation. What does that sound like?
Yeah.
She wasn't getting circulation down to her legs. Remember?
Sounds exactly like what the guy was talking about.
Yes, exactly. Those blood clots that are growing inside there. Here's another one. This is out of Green Bay. 49 years old. Eric John Blumreich died unexpectedly Tuesday, February 1st, from a heart attack. Beloved mom of one-year-old Jennifer Lara dies. She was 33 years old. North Jersey parishioner, beloved mother of one, died suddenly. Pennsylvania Dunkin' Donuts employee, 16 years old. Mourning the loss of their Dunkin' Donut worker, Rachel Cox, 16, died suddenly January 15th. Here's another one. Police officer. Cornelius police officer died. His name is Murray. Let me see here. It doesn't say much about him. Just died suddenly. And here's another one. 36-year-old Maryland police officer dies after a medical emergency. So, what are we supposed to think about this stuff?
I got one for you too. This is from a meme from yesterday. A total of 108 FIFA registered players, which is, I think that's the European Soccer League.
Yep.
Registered players, coaches have died in the past 6 months.
Yep. 108 of them.
108. They're all required to be fully vaxxed.
Yeah. It's crazy. Here's another one and that's something that you don't hear about on the news. You see, you can watch, type up all those different reels of people dying, died unexpectedly. And there's some 5-minute reels in there. And it shows all these guys in Europe clutching their hearts and tipping over right in the middle of a soccer game.
Yeah.
Or practice or whatever it is. And you remember the pilots, same thing was happening with the pilots. So there's something with the different lot numbers, because it almost seems like it should be happening here, whether it's basketball or NFL, right? We're not getting those same stories that we are from Europe. So, those lot numbers are going.
Yeah. And you look at it like this. I mean, this is my logic for that. If Europeans are far more socialist and more compliant on average, then you can roll out your heavy duty plan on them first. Yep. Here, we're a little bit more reluctant. They know that. So they've got to do a soft rollout here. Is that what you're thinking too?
Yep. Oh, for sure. Yeah. And plus, let's not forget that NFL and NBA, those are major arms of global tyranny. They use those as propaganda, right? So they don't want to kill them all off. They got to use those for their social justice propaganda nonsense, right?
Yeah.
Here's a Roswell officer with 23 years of service dies after medical emergency on the job. Here's a mom, touching tribute to her son. He's 18. He dies of cardiac arrest while on New Year's Day with his parents in Canada. Here is, okay. So here's they call him a footballer, but this is Matthew Roscoe, and this is out of Spain. Another young footballer dies following a heart attack. while he's playing soccer. Here's another rare complication from COVID-19 vaccine turned deadly for the Watts family of Lockwood in upstate New York. A college student dead. Here is a teen dies minutes after receiving the second dose of Pfizer COVID-19 shots. The girl developed adverse reactions such as tightness in her chest, dizziness, breathing, difficulties, and seizure following her second dose. That shit's scary to me, man. And it's not just scary, but it's demonic, right? There's something behind these people that are doing this stuff.
Yep. Which in my mind, it just keeps going back to it's biblical. It's I think if you want, I'll have to bring it up at another time, but there is a, I think it's in Luke. there's reference to the wheat and the chaff, or something like that. Is it the wheat and the chaff? The wheat and the tares. And it talks about two different bloodlines on the planet.
Yeah.
And that's what we're up against.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's back to the days of Noah again. And, you know, so before we go here, I want to highlight these last three. Three headlines, right? Now, check this out. We know that something's going on. Okay, we talked about Ukraine last week and how it's a psyop. I believe they're running, they're going to try to run a false flag. I'm talking about the Biden administration and our Department of Defense and Pentagon. They're trying to create a narrative that Russia is doing things. I do not believe that. I don't believe it. I think they're trying to gin it up so they can start a war and get stuff going. That way they can eliminate all the problems that they're having all around the world. They start a war, they can get rid of this stuff. That's what these tyrants, globalist tyrants do. So we've been seeing these threats, right? These headlines and these like CNN. They're talking about the Super Bowls have a potential attractive target for terrorism, right? So they're putting this out there like they're almost predictive programming things. Here's another one. How far right terrorists choose their enemies. And it shows these obscure pictures of people carrying American flags. Here's another one. DHS warning against mistrust of U.S. government and latest terrorist bulletin. Now, that one there, have you read some of that?
No.
I have. And guess what they're calling? This is out of the New York Post. And what they're linking to is DHS. Department of Homeland Security. And it says the Department of Homeland Security's latest terrorism bulletin includes a warning about misinformation and online conspiracy theories that undermine trust in the U.S. government. What do they care about that for? What if we cared about yellow paint on a house and we told everybody that you have to have yellow paint all over, would they even worry about that?
Nope.
Nope. But if you're over the target,
How about Bigfoot? Let's talk about Bigfoot. Do they
care?
We
can talk about Bigfoot or UFOs or,
they don't care.
Yep. Crack concrete on roads or whatever. They don't care. But when you start talking about this here, so basically the Department of Homeland Security latest terrorism threat includes warning against the proliferation of false or misleading narratives, which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions.
Yep. And then, you know, to add to that, I mean, listen to how their vocabulary, how they talk about the Anons who research Q drops.
Yep.
And they'll say something really, like, usually they lie by omission. They tell you an abridged version that leaves out the details, so it sounds like, you know, to lie to you. They say, oh, it's a cult of people who believe there's a group of vampires that run the world, and well, you know, and they that's how they talk about it. Well,
yep.
Q is never, the Q drops, whether you buy them or not, they've never said anything like that, ever.
Nope.
They say, Q says, who owns this? Who runs this? Who benefits most? They tell you to do research.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So if the researchers come up with a conclusion that there's people drinking adrenochrome or something else, that Q didn't tell them that.
Right.
They just did their research and thought, but if you listen to the mainstream media, boy, they are terrified of this Q stuff. And they're like, oh, they're a cult that believes in vampires.
Yep.
You know,
they have no idea what they're talking about. So basically, it goes on and says, you know, the bulletin, it blames an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of mis, dis, and malinformation introduced and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. So basically they're talking about anybody who questions the mainstream narrative, you're all of a sudden in trouble and you're on their list.
And the same people who shop at Whole Foods because it's healthy.
Yep.
That are telling you to stick a chemical that has you have no idea what's in it from a multi-billion-dollar corporation. They can't see the irony in that. Are the same people that are telling you that they're liberal and they believe in freedom and all this stuff. And then they, next thing you know, they're trying to dictate. The same people that tell you that they don't want young boys to go to war because war is bad, but then they turn around and kill babies, or they're telling you that you should die if you won't do the same thing that they do medically. See the hypocrisy of these people? They're, it's moronic. I can't even get over it. And they can't, these libs can't see this stuff. They're like, oh, well, don't question the government. Meanwhile, George Carlin said, never trust the government. Ha ha ha.
Yep.
What?
For sure. Yep.
What?
At the end of the story here, it says conservative podcast host Liz Wheeler responded to the new bulletin Tuesday by accusing the White House of weaponizing DHS.
True.
Yeah, obviously. She says DHS declares heightened alert despite the threat of environment not being different than a year ago, she tweeted. So why now? Well, the easiest person to deplatform is a terrorist. So DHS labels those questioning the left's COVID narratives as terrorists. Welcome to your communist. Communist future. Huh.
Yeah. Yep. Just like the fairness doctrine that
exactly.
they were trying to pass.
Exactly.
Shut down the opposing viewpoint.
Yep. It's word manipulation games. Lying by omission. It's they're trying to throw a narrative out there and see if it sticks. And that way they can say, you know, if they ever do come after somebody, they can say, well, look at these stories here. That's why we did it.
They must really think that everybody's really stupid. And you know what? Some people are ready to deliver that to be true, but not us.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with you, man. 100%. You know what? This is a nice, quick, tidy little show, and I'm glad we were able to do this on Thursday. Little something extra treat here for the people, and hopefully that you guys have some value in this show. I think we tried to throw some value as much as we could on here, right?
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. So I want to thank you for showing up and being able to do this tonight. So or today.
No problem.
Yeah. So. All right, you guys, thanks to our guest, Outcast, again on the phone, eating lunch in his car, getting ready to go to his next place, right? Anyway, yep. and everybody, the Discord family, and all you guys that are out there sharing the show, I want to say thank you again. You guys are our supporters, right? If you can't support us monetarily, at least share the show, talk about the show, send it to your friends and family, somebody that might need it. And don't forget, you can check us out over on Subscribestar.com and Patreon. Read the description of the show. I'm going to put all these, you know, links in here and all the shows, the notes that we're talking about, the blood clotting thing, that's all going to be in there. So, you know, check that all out. Anything that was relevant today, I'm going to put on there. And also if you guys want to join the Discord, you'll see on the description here, go down there and it says, join the party on Discord and click into that. Come on in, join the party with us. Let's see, the media. If you want to follow us on social media, Instagram, Gab, and Telegram. Look for Jesse James there and my mailing list as well. If you guys want to join up on the mailing list, in case any of the social media ever gets cut or we lose it, whatever, if you're on a mailing list, you'll be in. You know, you'll be able to follow with what we're doing. I'll send out anything that's necessary at the time, right? So, again, say thanks to the people, Outcasts, and let them know what you think for this for today and tomorrow.
Okay, so my parting words are tune into God if you're feeling anxious and fearful, and tune out the mainstream media, and that is the key to happiness.
Oh, perfect. Couldn't say it any better. I love it. All right, you guys. Well, thanks again for listening to the show. I'm Jesse James. He's Outcast. And remember, as you finish off this week, be bold, stay alert, and when the media starts sending this crap to you, you send it right back at them. Laugh at it. Laugh at them. Expose them.
There it is, everybody. I hope you enjoyed listening to that early episode of the podcast. And if you did, please share our show with your friends and family. Tell them about us. Also, please consider becoming a monthly sponsor of the show, because it's the people like you that listen, enjoy, and support independent media like this. You can do that by scrolling down to the support section in the description of this episode on whichever podcast player you're listening to it right now, or by visiting our website at dangerousinfopodcast.com. And don't forget, we are live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I bet that you will have a great time hanging with us and all the other chatters watching live from one of the chat rooms. So thank you very much for being out there. I'm Jesse James, and he's Outcast. God bless, and stay dangerous, my Patriot friends. Stay dangerous.
The word smart, right? Remember when smart came along? Smart car, smart mm-hmm. phone, smart meter, smart watch, smart everything. People, you yep. know, I knew right away when I first heard it, it was, you know, S-M-A-R-T. People just think it's smart, like intelligent. It's not, okay? Smart, what it stands for, it's an acronym. Self-monitoring analysis and reporting technology. SMART.
I had no idea.
I'm going to repeat that again. Self-monitoring analysis and reporting technology. Okay?
Wow.
What this